You are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
Never.
These pay. I don't know if you're watching on Twitch. You're probably not, but these headphones are just a pain in the ass. They turn inside out and they look like they're broken, but I guess they're not. But I have to. I'm having headphone withdrawal because a couple of weeks ago my ancient Sennheiser headphones broke. And they're physically broke. And I put them on and I taped them up with Gorilla Tape and it looks stupid. So one of them's kind of sticking out. And so it doesn't look good. So, which is fine when you're not on camera. And these headphones are considered professional quality. And I believe we used to have these headphones at the radio station at SFU back in the day. But yeah, so it's a bit of an issue when it comes to wearing headphones. I've got another pair of Sony headphones I got from Best Buy. I got both of these from Best Buy, and the quality of them is just not great. My old Sennheisers. When I was buying new headphones, I tried the Sennheisers, and they were terrible as well. But these old Sennheisers of mine are just lovely, and I really like them, and I'm sad that they're broken. And anyway, that's my gripe about headphones. You are listening to Transatlantic Express on houseofprog.com. We are also out on Twitch at twitch.tv/Ian in Vancouver. We've had a couple of people coming in and out. Demzy is there, and she's on a break from work, I suspect. I have to head down to Commercial Drive after this. I got one of my guitars in at Rufus for a tune-up. It's the guitar I bought from Australia. It's a Japanese Fernandez, and the history of it is basically, I think it's like a 93 or a 92 or something like that. And so it's got a sustainer pickup on it, which you turn on and it'll just like hold a note for as long as you want. And I think it could be better as a guitar. It's definitely been played, but it's not been seen to in the last little while. So I finally got around to just dropping it off. Since I'm starting to play live way more. And so I used it for a gig at the Roxy a couple of weeks ago. Well, at the beginning of the month. And it sounded okay. Didn't sound great, but I think it could definitely sound better. So hopefully when I get it back from Rufus, it's going to be a Wailing guitar. It's got a nice whammy bar on it, which costs $150 to do something to it. I don't know what they do to it to set it up, but I mess with it and it's probably made it worse. So as I said earlier, my band Mr. M and the All Nighters will be playing February 1st at the Lana Luz on Powell Street. So if you're listening to this on CJSF Radio in SFU, come and join us on Thursday, February the 1st. It'll be a great gig. Three bands. Well, three performances, I should say. Got my band, the Burn Unit, and local performer Paul Pozzella, who I've known for years through the movie industry. And that's basically how the band got going, is the strikes that have been going on in the US that have affected business up here in Vancouver basically gave us a lot of time to do other things. And many people are not in my situation where I don't have to actually go and find another job. So I was quite happy to kind of get the band up and running back in, I think it was August or thereabouts, kind of come together. And we played, this will be our fifth gig, I think, fourth or fifth. And we also have a gig already lined up for April at the Eagles club thing over in North Vancouver. So that'll be a paying gig, though, which is even more amazing. All right, the tracks you heard were a great old Canadian band from 1981, Anvil, and their version of the Rolling Stones tune Paint It Black. Anvil, of course, been around for years. I'm not sure if they're still going. They probably are. But that was taken off Kelly's Attic Rocktober compilation. Now, Rocktober... Kelly's were a very far and wide originally a record store, sold CDs, but they were all over Greater Vancouver, I think all over BC, if I recall. And so it was one of those stores that disappeared started suffering. When CDs came out, and then it just went downhill as vinyl kind of stopped being, the go-to for music appreciation. And so Kelly's, A&B Sound, any number of others. Sam the Record Man, a little bit more in Toronto back east, but we had a Sam here. Any number of record stores on Granville Street. But now it's all used, and even the used stores are selling new vinyl these days. And I go to a guy up in North Burnaby, and he does quite well, I think. So anyway, Paint It Black from Anvil, another classic Canadian band, Godo, from their album Who Cares in 1977, and a track called Tough Times, another Vancouver band, Moe, from 1988, and a 12-inch version of Yeah Whatever, the title track from that album. Saw them at the New York Theatre, probably around 1988, I would imagine, and they were pretty awesome. Of course, the New York Theatre is no longer called the New York Theatre, but it is still there, and sponsored by the Reduction Company around the corner. Don't get me started on that. What else do we add? Annette Peacock in there. My mama never taught me how to cook. Right, from her album Extremes from 1979. And of course, Annette Peacock did a lot of work with Bill Bruford back in the day. Quatermass in there as well. Black Sheep of the Family as well, which was from 1970. Also covered by Ritchie Blackmore's Rainbow and the late great Ronnie James Dio on the first Rainbow album. All right, let's continue with a bit more. I think this is a Vancouver band, I believe. I picked this album up, the CD, when I was down in Bellingham last time. In Turtle Records were based out of Richmond, BC. And this was a compilation I found of theirs. Kind of a mid-90s rock vibe, I would say, pretty well. This is a track from a band called Highway Freak Ticket and something called Sleeping Giant, right here on the House of Prog and on Transatlantic Express. We'll be right back. listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.